song has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
They didn't have what it takes to be astronauts. They don't fit the foreign diplomat mold. Their computer science careers were cut short. And the banking world still blanches at the mere mention of their names. But when it comes to sports in Central Nebraska, they know their stuff. And so without further ado, mostly because we're out of it, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation presents The Doug and Daddy Show.
And welcome to another edition of The Doug and Daddy Show right here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us. Jam-packed show for you again today. Doug Duda is out once again today. He is covering district track meet. He will join us shortly. Brad Larson, Holdridge girls soccer coach, will join us about 15 past the hour. Kyle Brooks, owner, operator of the Tri-City Storm, at 11:30 as the USHL draft was held yesterday. And then our fantasy expert, Joe DeMeo, as every Thursday, joins us about 11:45. Derek, I think the big news, can you say the big news of the night? I overlooked Denver closing out a playoff win against the Mavericks because I think everybody expected that. Was hockey the big news of the night with two of the stars meeting up in a game seven? And then the game seven turns out to be really uneventful in a 6-2, just basic bashing. Two goals scored in the first period within 8 seconds.
Oh, yeah, it was pretty much a wash. Everyone thought it'd be a little closer than it was, but the Penguins came out and scored their first two goals in an 8-second span there in the first period. Crosby had two goals and an assist last night, played really well, definitely outplayed Ovechkin, and they got the win. They're heading back to the Eastern Conference semifinals there.
Well, I think for the first time, you're getting those marquee players. I think it goes back to the old days when you had Gretzky and then a Lemieux, maybe a Lindros. I think people are starting to Sid the Kid, Sid Crosby. You're starting to recognize Ovechkin. I have no idea what Ovechkin's first name is.
Alexander
Ovechkin. But people are starting to realize he's a real deal, and I think maybe that's great news for the NHL for the first time in a long time, stars emerging. Douglas is joining us right now live from Class C track in Elm Creek. Doug, how are you?
I'm doing fine, Big Daddy. How are you today?
Well, you know what? A much nicer day for track. I will say that.
It is a cool, crisp morning, but it is not as windy as yesterday. They're just a few minutes away from getting the running events started over here at Elm Creek, and they've got some field events going on right now. And like yesterday, we'll have updates here on Power 99, our sister station here on ESPN. Blaine Bulis is going to be over at Sandy Creek where the C9 is going on. So those reports start just after the noon hour after the show, and twice an hour will keep you up to date on who's headed to Omaha next week. All the B and C set for today. I don't know if there was much surprise yesterday, at least for area teams in classes A or D. But Kearney boys win district. The girls are the runner-up. Grand Island girls runner-up in their district. And Wilcox Eldred girls district champs. Bertrand boys district champs.
Yeah, how about that? A little trophy headed home to the Viking land.
Dan Moore says, how about the Ansley boys? Also district champs. The girls were runners-up. I'll tell you what, you come to a press box at Elm Creek High School, of course, which will be named after Stan Whistle someday, but you got Jason Jorgensen to my left, you got Dan Moore to my right. It's like going to the Hall of Fame.
It doesn't get any better than that. Dan Moore's in an event in Central Nebraska. Boy, I never saw that one coming.
Well, Dan Moore is in Elm Creek, but I have no doubt that he will also probably be seen today at Lexington and three other venues today. Everybody will have known that Dan Moore was at their event today.
Yes, Dan Moore, of course, legendary football coach at Ansley, attends more events in Central Nebraska than, I'm going to be honest, than anybody I've ever seen.
Well, and the story of the night, Tony, was not hockey because it turned out not to be a game. I actually was watching that until it wasn't a game anymore, so thank God they scored so many goals so quick I didn't have to watch the whole thing. The event is, again, we're going to have something happen in the World Sport. I cannot believe that the Chicago White Sox Maglio Ordonez thing is being blown out of proportion this morning. What a joke.
Why all the attention, you think?
I have no idea. Jim Leland got all upset that The umpire touched his player. Are you kidding me? It's not like he shoved him or punched him or grabbed him or tugged him. All he did is put his hand on his back and say, you struck out, now go to the dugout. It's amazing where we're at in the world of sports if this is getting that much play.
Well, it just shows you the lack of things going on. That's why I thought hockey was the big news of the night. Doug, do you agree that people are starting to learn these hockey players' names and their stars emerging again?
This was an interesting seven-game series, but unless Detroit beats Anaheim in Game 7, the NHL is done. Because what would the storyline be? You can have Detroit play Chicago, and that has a natural rivalry. And who's Pittsburgh even playing?
Derek?
Who are they playing?
Who's Pittsburgh? Boston?
For the next round, yeah. It's going to be the winner of Boston and the Boston Carolina series.
Yeah, that's over. Carolina won that, didn't they?
No, it's at 3-3.
Okay, all right. Well, again, name anybody off any of those teams.
Well, I couldn't name anybody in hockey a year ago. Now I can name Ovechkin and Sid the Kid.
I can name a couple. Eric Staal plays for Carolina. You got Zdeno Chara.
You watch hockey.
I do. I'm one of the few.
Well, that's what I'm saying. No, it's over. It's dead.
Okay.
We got Ovechkin and Crosby. It's over. And unless if Anaheim happens to win, I mean, you got your eighth seed. That's your storyline. And if Detroit wins, then you got the Detroit. You got the Detroit Chicago connection. Outside of that. No, I think you had your excitement a little too early.
Doug, what else is dead is the Royals' offense. They cannot get anything going offensively, and they've proven that the last five games.
Yeah, I don't know. What do you chalk that up to? It'll be interesting to see coming home, top of the rotation, Mesh and Granke, two very important games over the next two nights against a Baltimore team that is stuck in that extremely tough AL East. And, they have to think, well, Kansas City, that's a team that we can probably beat. And maybe right now they'll feel that again, that they've got a team that has finally cooled down a little bit here in the month of May.
Yeah, we'll certainly hope that the bats can get going because two runs a game, and obviously scored four against the Angels in the whole series, the whole three-game set. That's not going to cut it. And then go to Oakland and puke up the place as well.
Well, you just have to, again, It's five. You can't get it to 7, 8, or 9 losing streak. You just can't do it. You had a 6-game winning streak. You had a 5-game winning streak, then a 5-game losing streak. That's still one game above 500 in my math.
Yeah, Bannister wasn't the Bannister we saw a year last night. And just get him home and get some home games going, and hopefully the pitching will come back as well.
So we'll see what happens, I guess. Baltimore comes in, 4-game set starts tonight. Here on ESPN. What do you think about Greg Paulus deciding Syracuse over Nebraska?
Well, it would have been a great storyline to come to Nebraska, but I don't see how he's ever going to get on the field and learn that offense. I mean,
we're happy with this decision, right? We're happy?
Yes, I want to see the kid is what? The number 3 rated quarterback in all of football when he was a high school senior, chose to go to Duke. You know what? Obviously a very talented kid, but you want to see him play, don't you? He's not going to play at Nebraska. He's going to play at Syracuse.
That's what you would have to think. That's what you would have to think. I just kind of threw some things on the top of the list. I do, Daddy, it's been a rough morning. I'm not going to lie to you. I just kind of grabbed the sports and threw them in a folder. Had to go see the eye doctor this morning, and I'm still trying to recover. And so I just want to thank Mandy for coming in and taking care of the eye today. I don't like people messing with my eye.
No, it's not fun at all. Did everything check out okay? You all right?
I don't know. They got me putting drops and ointment and scratchy things, and I thought my vision was normally blurred in the morning, but it really is today.
Ointment in the eye, huh? Or is that for other things?
Medicine.
Oh, okay.
Some kind of medicine stuff. I don't know. But
fair enough.
I'm not going to follow your path of destruction there. I will say this. Here's a story that on a week like this is going to slide under the radar a little bit. UNK, what they win, 11 consecutive RMAC trophies, all sports cups.
Okay.
Third this year, which is still great in a 14-team conference, but Metro State wins it, Adams State second, UNK was third. And again, you kind of got that good feeling from what was going on with the baseball team, and there were some good stories. The tennis team had a great year. Unfortunately, they came up just short yesterday, falling 5-4, but Where are the Lopers? Are they on their way back, or are they being caught by the rest of the conference?
Well, I certainly got to feel like right now they're getting caught by the rest of the conference. I mean, you look at the major sports, and then basketball comes to mind. They've been a non-factor the last 2 years, and certainly without some major changes there, they're going to be a non-factor again. I think that's safe to say.
Well, you take a look. I guess it kind of had the changing the guard in some of these sports. We used to count on basketball being one or two every year,
right,
on the men's side and women's side both, and you didn't count on baseball for anything. You used to count on softball being at the top of the conference, and now you take a tennis, if you want to go with that route, to take a football team that, for a long time was just in the middle of the pack. Now they're used to being in the top two or three in the conference. So you always see some switching in there. I guess it's interesting that we talked about this maybe 5 years ago, that UNK was smoking the conference and about everything. And I think the RMAC really owes a debt of gratitude to UNK because they saw what they had to do to compete in this conference. And in just about every sport, that was to be as good or better than UNK. I think that says a lot about where the program is. Now, I guess it comes full circle. UNK now has to look to see what they have to do to get to that next step, get to that next level, now that the overall competition level and the overall athletes are a little bit more on an even playing field. And it'd be interesting to see the actual money that goes into some of these schools that have come up in the conference.
The overall money. I know for a fact, I believe the basketball budget at Metro State is something like $310,000, where at the UNK, I believe it's like $52,000 or something like that, maybe $60,000. So there's some discrepancies there. I've always been able to overcome them until the last few years here, though.
How'd that Hastings softball come out today, guys?
5-1, Hastings loses that game.
5-1?
Well, yes.
You know what? I think everybody expected Hastings to be on the short end of this. I saw California Baptist scored 3 in the first, so I'll give a thumbs up to Hastings College, only losing 5-1 to the number one team in the country.
Yep, California.
I think it virtually ends any chance of them getting out of that pool. That's the bad thing about pool play. If you lose, I mean, you got to win your pool, or else the team that beat you's got to lose twice, and that's not going to happen to California Baptist.
Well, but on the flip side of that, it's not like they're shipping them home today. They get two more games in that atmosphere and something to build on, I think.
Yeah. Also, on the flip side of that thing, at least they'll get to be there and enjoy all of that. That's true. But they have to play the very first game of the tournament, and then they play the very last game in pool play. So they'll be around all day Saturday, knowing that they've got nothing to play for except to have one more competitive game this year.
Well, okay. Probably maybe a little bit longer ride home than you would want, but oh well.
A couple more. I know we've got Coach Larson coming up and a whole guest list, but shout out to the Kearney boys. It was tough yesterday, but they were able to get the goal they needed. Got it from Josh Gable off a rebound late in the game. They win it 1-0. Now they take on Lincoln Southwest tomorrow night at 8 o'clock. Millard West and Omaha Burke also moved on, and in the Class D boys, Columbus beat Lexington for the second time this year. Hastings boys play South Sioux City this evening at 6 o'clock. So best of luck to all those teams. In the USHL hockey, I think a different draft. We kind of got what we expected.
Well, they went big. I think that's going to be the headlines everywhere. The size of some of these guys, a first-round pick, 6'5", 213-pound forward from Macon, Michigan. DeMartino is the last name there.
Yeah, I got nine forwards, 4 defensemen, and 2 goalies in the draft. So
pick another goalie.
Yeah, they got some goalies. Only 4 defensemen. I was kind of surprised with the way the defense played a little bit last year. I figured maybe they'd get a few more defensemen than they did. But the 9 forwards, and they do have a lot of size, and looks like some good skill players coming in as well.
Well, and we'll talk with Kirk Brooks coming up at the bottom of the hour. The track is going on. We're over here at Elm Creek. And Mr. Holmquist, Derek Holmquist from Burwell, is about to attempt 15 feet in the pole vault. And I think that is close. I got to check, pull out all the records that we got here. But that would be one staggering jump if he could clear that. So I think that's probably the latest from here, Tony, unless you got more to talk about.
All right, Doug. Well, we're going to let you go here. And listen to you all afternoon long, live two times an hour, Power 99, from the district track meet in Elm Creek. Remember, B and C is today. A and D concluded yesterday in the win. Much nicer day for track today. Doug, enjoy the meet.
All right, buddy. Talk to you guys later.
All right, Doug Duda live from Elm Creek in the district track meet. Derek, we're going to take a short break. When we come back, Brad Larson, Holdridge girls soccer coach, set to join us after this.
Now, boys and girls, here is what you get. I'll give you a two-word clue. Now, here is the secret code word.
The Doug and Daddy Show will be right back on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, right after you pull my finger.
I'm a mudflap from JTM Products. I guess I shouldn't be complaining about my job. It's my job to get... It's a dirty job, but at least JTM Products has the knowledge and know-how to make me look pretty. Oh, boy!
Have JTM Products customize your mudflaps. All sizes, cars, trucks, semis, and minivans. A great gift for car buffs. JTM Products can even do custom design and sizes of mudflaps, too. Always affordable prices. Call JTM Products today. 308-338-FLAP. Online at jtmproducts.com.
It's true. What you've heard is true. Hot Springs is the Cadillac of spas, and Detterding's is as good as it gets with Hot Springs sales and service. I'm Doug Detterding, and we would love the opportunity to show you our full line of spas. Then watch your reaction when you find we have spas under $4,000. We're Detterding's, 2nd Avenue in Kearney, and just south of Whiskey Creek in Grand Island.
Choose better things at Detterding's. It's the quality of life.
He came out of nowhere, a 50-to-1 shot, and he blew away the field down the stretch to win the Kentucky Derby in a spectacular upset. Now watch Mind That Bird run for the middle jewel of the Triple Crown in the Preakness Stakes, Saturday from Pimlico, simulcast for wagering at Fodder Park. Be there for the Preakness, plus racing from 20 tracks, including State Fair Park. Mind That Bird takes on the Preakness. Simulcasting starts 9:15 a.m. Saturday, clubhouse open, Fodder Park, Grand Island.
Sam takes pride in lowering his energy bills, regardless of what it takes to lower them.
Excuse me, sweetheart.
I was watching that.
But now, Trane can help fiscally minded people like Sam.
Sam!
Because upgrading your central air system to a high efficiency Trane model can potentially save up to 59% on your energy bills.
Sorry, son.
Let's power back up, Sam. Then let's find you a Trane dealer.
Upgrade your current central air system with a high efficiency Trane model at Fidelke Heating and Air in Kearney.
It's hard to stop a train.
I think we need a new house. Buying or selling a home should be a personal experience. It's about helping you make a change for the better. Kearney Realty on East 52nd Street behind the mall. Call 338-1090 or kearneyrealty.net. We're smaller, more personal. We know the neighborhoods and what your home is worth. Call now for a personalized free market analysis of your home. Kearney Realty on East 52nd Street behind the mall. Call 338-1090 or kearneyrealty.net. We are outstanding in our field.
Extreme weather can cause delays and closings. When it does, click on ESPNSuperstation.com and look for the Fidelke Heating and Air weather threat icon. Click it for a full listing of delays and closings anytime and update it all the time. Even when the weather stops you, nothing can stop a train.
We'll see a mix of clouds and sunshine develop across the area today with a high temperature of around 70. Winds will also turn to the south and increase to about 10 to 20 miles per hour. For tonight, we can expect partly to mostly cloudy skies and a slight chance for a shower storm develops with lows around 50. I'm weather meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 54.
Now we're back. Doug and Daddy's Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us. Shortly to be joined by Brad Larson, Holdridge girls soccer coach, as they're set for, I guess, game two of the Class B girls state soccer tournament at Creighton's Morrison Stadium. That going on at 11 a.m. in the morning. So we'll get his thoughts on that. And obviously, they're the 3 seed playing Columbus SCOTUS. One of those names out there, maybe he's not all that excited to play, but nonetheless, that is a matchup for tomorrow. Later in the show, Kirk Brooks, Tri-City Storm owner, talk about his selections The first person taken, they had the first pick because, well, they were not good this year. Justin DeMartino, the first pick at 6'5", 213-pound forward, taken from Macomb, Michigan. So somebody to look out for next year. Hopefully get him on the ice and hopefully be a big contributor for this team. Later in the show, Joe DeMeo, FantasyPlayersEdge.com, set to join us as well as he does every week on Thursdays here on the Doug and Daddy Show. If you've got a fantasy question, if you are a fantasy geek of baseball out there and you have a question of any kind, we would love to pass it along to Joe DeMeo. Set to join us in the last segment of the show, as always, to get his thoughts. I go back to, I still say people are learning. I think hockey's coming back, Derek. I think
You know, you can make the argument, the same kind of argument about basketball right now with a lot of the stars that basketball has at the moment. You look back to the 80s when you had the Birds and the Magics and the Jordans. Now you have the Kobes, the LeBrons, the Dwayne Wades, those kind of players that are kind of making a resurgence of the NBA, I think. They're getting some outstanding ratings at this point in time for as far as the playoffs go. And I think the NHL is going to be back there, too. The problem with the NHL, Daddy, is that I don't know if Gary Bettman just doesn't like the fans or what, but we need to be able to see it on TV. We need to be able to watch it
on TV. That's the problem.
That's the problem.
They need a marketing deal of a certain magnitude, and it can't just be on the NHL network that nobody gets. It cannot be on Versus that nobody gets. It's got to become a more mainstream way to watch this and to get people interested in this game, because that is something that's absolutely correct, Derek, because every time you want to watch, I'm not sure what the game was even on last night, if you had to go to Versus or if you had to go to the NHL network, nonetheless, it wasn't on an ABC. You didn't turn on NBC and see it like you did in the past. You know, something you can see Saturday on TV is the Preakness, and we'll have more thoughts on that tomorrow. Should be real interesting to see if the girl now can go up and meet the boys. But right now we're going to talk a little girls soccer. We're joined by the head coach of the Holdridge Lady Dusters and Brad Larson. Brad, welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show. Thanks so much for the time today.
You're welcome. Good to be here.
Coach, obviously you guys enter as a 3 seed, and then you look at the bracket and, oh, Columbus Scotus, lucky you. One of those names maybe you don't want to face. Just your early thoughts when you saw that.
I was pretty happy.
Oh, you were? Okay.
My first thought was I'm not playing, or we're not playing an Omaha or a Lincoln Metro team.
Okay. Fair enough. I guess, you think of soccer, I think Scotus, Pius, Scott. Those are the three. But nonetheless, a successful season, and you guys have done it by scoring goals. 12 out of 16 games, 3 or more goals for your squad. Something that going into the season, did you know you'd have that goal-scoring capability?
We scored 38 goals last year. We had, I believe, 28 of those goals coming back, girls that were coming back. So I was optimistic that we could put them up. And last year we held our opponents to 1 goal per game. So this year we're just under that, and I'm real happy about that too.
I guess defensively for you, who is stopping them in the net for you?
Bree Snyder is our starting goalie, and she was sick this year for a while, so we scrapped around, and Brooke Andrzejewski came on and never played goal before. She helped us out right in the middle of the season. I think she had 2 or 3 shutouts and won 5 games in goal, so she's done a great job too. Bree's done a great job, so we just interchange them now.
I guess, Brad, as you assess the entire field at state soccer, how many teams do you feel have a legitimate chance to take home that trophy?
I have to say that, I believe anything can happen in soccer. If you score the goals, get up early, you can sit back, you can win. And I don't count anybody out. I can't count ourselves out. We're not going to go in with an attitude of we're going to lose to some Metro team or some team that has a lot of girls in clubs.
Fair enough. Brad Larson joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. You're playing the 11 o'clock game tomorrow morning. What an experience for the girls to get down and play in the Creighton's Morrison Stadium.
It's going to be an awesome deal. We were over at UNK practicing on their field last night, and that field is actually a little larger than what we'll see at Morrison Stadium, and they were impressed with the size of the field and just the we were over there to see the field turf, just to get a feel for that.
Brad, what's the psyche of the team right now? Is it total excitement, or you got to kind of harness them down to get them to relax a little bit before tomorrow morning?
We're at the point we just want to play. It's been it'll be 8 days since district with the way they have the state go. So we're just ready to play. And you have to understand that we're a team that's made up of most of our girls are two or three sports. Three sport girls, and so the heart of our team went to state in basketball for several years. They're used to pressure. They're used to competition at this level.
Brad, we appreciate the time on the Doug and Daddy Show. Best of luck throughout the state tournament, and looking forward to catching up with you on Wednesday after a state title.
Great.
Brad Larson, Holdridge Girls Soccer Coach, joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. They play Game 2 of the Class B Girls State Soccer Tournament, 11 o'clock in the morning. Gretna and Pius get things started at 9 o'clock in the morning. Pius 8-6, SCOTUS 10-6. Omaha's got the number one seed at 16-2. You don't see those teams in Class B. Nobody is undefeated. I think you used to look at some of these state tournaments and you go, Omaha Scott. And then you look at them and go 18-0. Well, they've scored 58 goals on the year. They've given up 4. You think, we're pretty much playing for second. Not this year. I think a lot of teams out there have the capability to maybe bring home a trophy. So, wish the Lady Dusters the best of luck as they head out. 8-seeded Hastings is the one that takes on Scott, but Scott does have the 2 losses this year. So we'll see. See if Hastings, the Tigers, can make a little bit of noise down there as well. We'll take a short break. When we come back, Kirk Brooks, USHL owner of the Tri-City Storm, joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Holy shlamola!
What the hell is that?
I've never seen such recklessness.
Just another typical day on the Doug and Daddy Show.
This is a Magic Radio commercial. There's no winning lottery ticket, but it could put thousands of dollars back in your pocket. That will make you feel good. If you have over $10,000 in credit card debt, Golden Debt Relief can legally settle your debt for a fraction of what you owe. Call 1-800-686-3800 for a free consultation. 1-800-686-3800. Make no call. And it could take up to 30 years for you to climb out of debt just by making minimum payments. Golden Debt Relief has the experts and the solution to end your nightmare. End those annoying collection calls. End that part of your life. That will make you feel good. Call Golden Debt Relief right now at 1-800-686-3800. 1-800-686-3800.
Springtime, summertime, fun times, reunions, company events, athletic attire, banners, and promotional items. Sounds like time for Moonlight Custom Screen Print and Embroidery. Shop around Nebraska, then bring the lowest price you find to Moonlight Printing, and they'll beat it guaranteed. Moonlight Printing is second to none. Call them today at 308-237-0397. That's Moonlight Custom Screen Print and Embroidery. 1925 Avenue A, east of the Boxcar in Kearney. Everything looks better by moonlight.
This weather update is brought to you by Rich Peters and Matt Myers from Farm Bureau Insurance, located on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
You have more power than you may realize when it comes to managing your health care costs. With a health savings account partnered with the right health plan, you gain control over your medical dollars. Ask today about the new HSA eligible plans, available from two names you trust, Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, and your Farm Bureau agent. With Farm Bureau and Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, you get the best of both. Matt Myers, and Rich Peters are independent and authorized insurance producers of Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association. For your health insurance needs in the Kearney area, call Farm Bureau agents Matt Myers and Rich Peters at 234-4922. That's 234-4922. Make the call today and get the best of both with Farm Bureau and Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska.
We'll see a mix of clouds and sunshine develop across the area today with a high temperature of around 70. Winds will also turn to the south and increase to about 10 to 20 miles per hour. For tonight, we can expect partly to mostly cloudy skies and a slight chance for a shower storm develops with lows around 50. I'm weather meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 54.
We're back, Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Derek, big couple days here for the Tri-City Storms. The draft is underway, two different drafts, and you'll have to explain the difference once again to us, but Kirk Brooks joins us here shortly.
Oh, yeah, busy, busy time. 2 days ago was the Futures Draft, where they're basically drafting players that were born in 1993, not quite eligible to play in the USHL, not necessarily done with high school or anything like that, but they're just drafting the rights to those players. Now, yesterday was the Entry Draft. These are actually players that are eligible to play and can step right in and play for the Storm next year.
Well, we hope they can step right in and play for the Storm. And Kirk Brooks joins us right now. Coach, how did the Las Vegas-Dallas connection of the draft go yesterday?
It went pretty good. I think we really got what we were expecting to get. You know, going into a draft for the first time, you really don't know what to expect, what players are going to be taken early. There were some players we thought may go in the first two or three rounds that, geez, they didn't go till the 12th or 13th round. So you just never know what to expect.
Coach, when you get the number one overall draft pick in Justin DeMartino, was he pretty much consensus number one, or how did you feel about that pick?
Well, Justin gave us everything we were looking for: size, speed, experience. Here's a kid that led his team this year to the Tier 1 National Championship. For USA Hockey, I don't know how you get any better. You know, he was the leading scorer on the team. And I know one thing. I'm not a small guy, but I'm not really – I wouldn't relish the thought of lining up next to a guy 6'5", 215.
I'm looking at his stats a little bit here too, Kirk, and it says a strong right shooting forward, credited with 49 points in 46 games, 24 goals, 25 assists. So not too shabby with the stick there to go with his size. And Kirk, as far as defense, obviously, was kind of a problem for the Storm last year. Now, you did go out, you got four defenders and two goalies in this draft, but it was a bit of a forward-heavy draft. You guys ended up with nine forwards. Was there that much talent as far as the forwards go for you guys to draft that many?
You know, keep in mind that we did trade for two defensemen.
Oh, correct. From Montrose, Nate from Jensen Chicago as well.
And, Mike Montrose. We traded for two defensemen while the draft was going on to shore that up a little bit. But in reality, we're going to try to draft the best player out there just simply because we figure if you get the best player and you need some defense, you can always trade.
Okay, Kirk, the other first-round pick, I believe the 11th overall selection for you, was Mitch Hughes. Your thoughts on him?
No.
Oh, no. It was Taylor Aronson.
That was Taylor Arneson.
Fair enough. I apologize for that.
He looks like he's coming from the L.A. Junior Kings. Now, that guy, he's a defenseman.
He's from the L.A. Junior Kings, and I know, as a matter of fact, he was talked to by no less than 8 clubs that are in the USHL. And that Portland in the WHL is really recruiting them hard. So we'll have our work cut out for us, getting him in there, but we're going to do everything we can to get him in camp.
As far as the USHL goes, they had an expansion draft this year as well. Youngstown, Ohio is going to be a new entry into the league next year. Now, for an expansion draft, basically Youngstown, to kind of keep a long story short, they get to go through and basically pick a player from each USHL team to add to their team. And from the Storm, it happened to be David Donnellan. Is that correct?
That is correct. And they can only take one of your players, whether it be from the futures list or from the other list. We are able to protect only 8 players, And so, obviously, David was one of the ones that we weren't able to protect. We were hoping to get David back, but unfortunately, we did lose him to Youngstown.
I'm a bit confused, too, as to the Youngstown addition to the USHL. That's going to make 13 teams. As far as you know, do you know which division they're going to belong to, and how will they make that odd number of teams kind of work out there?
Well, there actually are 14 teams. The U.S. development team is also moving into the league this year.
Ah.
So I don't, you know, in other words, both those teams will go into the Eastern Division, and I believe one team's moving over. I'm not that familiar with it. I've had my hands so full with this draft and organizing everything else for the next season that I really haven't monitored that. But yeah, we're getting two new teams, the U.S. development team in there and Youngstown.
Kirk, what is the next process? When do these kids get together, and when do tryouts start here for the Storm?
Tryouts start June the 11th for the goalies coming into Vegas, and June the 12th for the other players. And that'll be held in Las Vegas, the Las Vegas Ice Center, my other home rink. And we've got a twin sheet facility there, so with a full pro shop, so we can accommodate anything the players need during the tryouts.
Well, Kirk, sounds like you guys hit it with a bang yesterday. Drew had to be excited with the way things went as well, I'm assuming.
Oh, he did. He was very excited. Like I said, you know, there were a lot of players we just didn't know if they were going to be around when we got to them, like Mitch Hughes, the number one draft pick in the sixth round. We really expected him to be gone earlier than that. We were thrilled to death to get Mitch. I can guarantee you that right now. He's a 1992, 215 pounds, 6'2 forward, and he definitely plays one of those kids that plays with an edge. He scored when they went to Nationals, when Los Angeles Junior Kings went to Nationals their first game, he scored their first three goals.
Interesting stuff. Kirk Brooks joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Kirk, I see here got Chris Joyo, a defenseman in which you drafted, has already committed to play hockey at Ohio State. What does that do for the chances for the Storm to actually get him in a Storm uniform?
Oh, it's great. But, you know, let's not forget Gus Young, Max Tardy, and Jaden Swartz and Bo Bennett that are all on the NHL watch list. As far as being drafted in the top 7 to 8 rounds. I mean, chances are if you're at a Storm game this year, you may be sitting next to or passing next to an NHL scout.
That's interesting stuff. I think with the talent is on its way to Kearney, should be a great reason to follow the Storm in the upcoming year. Kirk, a great job yesterday. Look forward to following the excitement you bring with the Tri-City Storm.
Thank you very much. I appreciate you guys giving me a call.
Thanks, Kirk.
Kirk Brooks certainly looks, I don't know, when you acquire a team that late, Derek, and the scouting probably was not out there.
Oh, but I tell you what, they did a great job. I think the guys that they brought in, they're bringing in size, looks like they're bringing in skill, speed, basically everything you need. And I tell you what, really the only way you can go up the only way you can go from last year is up.
I'm wondering, you know, as far as, you know, you got the first overall selection in DeMartino. I wonder where DeMartino ranked on everybody else's board. It's interesting because some, like he said, we got players we thought would go in the first two rounds. They go in the 12th.
Right, and that's what makes the USHL kind of a fickle thing, especially with the entry drafts. There's so many players. There's such large pools of players, and the USHL is the teams are kind of spread out. So you're looking, you know, you have to send guys all over the country, obviously, to scout certain players. But some guys might make it to more areas than others, and other guys with other scouts with other teams might make it to other areas, and you know, people can end up with completely different draft boards. Really, someone might take a guy in the second round that's really you didn't even have on your radar or didn't even really know about. So that's the kind of weird thing with the USHL draft. But as long as they're finding talent out there and bringing it in, I think it's going to be a great deal.
You know, if you're 18-19 year old and you're playing on a club team, and you know what, your buddies are getting drafted and you get drafted, and your buddy's like, hey, yeah, Fargo took me. You're like, hey, enjoy Fargo. I'll be in Vegas.
Yeah, we'll be in Vegas trying out. So, yeah, you enjoy that. So, yeah, that'll be interesting, too. Last year I had tryouts here with the old coaching staff. Now new coaching staff changes, obviously, and going to hold tryouts out in Las Vegas. So it should be interesting, and I'm excited. June 11th is when the tryouts for the goalies are going to start, he mentioned. So starting to bring players. players in there in June and getting things underway. And tell you what, I was excited going into last year. Obviously, a letdown there with the season, but some talent coming in this year. New visions on the horizons, it looks like, for the Storm. So
they had four defensemen, but they did pick up two via trade. So actually six defensemen joined the team. Is that correct?
That is correct. Here, let me get the proper – let me see what's – I know we got Mike Montrose coming over from you have the information right there in front of you.
Yeah, I believe Derek DeBlois to Cedar Rapids in exchange for Nate Jensen.
Right, so Nate Jensen coming in, and then they traded the third-round pick in the entry draft to Waterloo.
For Michael Montrose.
Right, for Michael Montrose. So those two defensemen coming in along with the nine forwards, four defensemen, and two goalies drafted. So really, you're looking at nine forwards, six defensemen, two goalies coming in via the draft. So good group of kids there, and balance too. So
Michael Montrose, yes, he is brother to Eric Montrose, so he's a big kid.
Oh, yeah.
No, I'm just made that up. I don't think he's probably in relation.
Probably not.
But. Hey, we'll take a short break. We come back, we're going to talk a little fantasy baseball. I know you cannot wait out there, rockin' Rusty. We'll be back after this on the Doug and Daddy Show.
You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Oh, it may pain a little in the beginning, but after a while you won't feel a thing.
Hi, it's Colin Coward. When I met the attorneys who started LegalZoom.com, I sat down and said, herd listeners are not your typical sports talk junkies. They're entrepreneurs, business people, big idea people. They make it happen, which is why I've partnered with LegalZoom.com. If you're starting a business, whatever the size, even a work-from-home business, you can make it happen at LegalZoom.com. You need an LLC, an S-corporation, a partnership, or sole proprietorship. LegalZoom.com can help you do it quickly and easily. Once you got your business running, go to LegalZoom.com for your ongoing corporate and legal needs. Annual reports, tax ID numbers, and more. Take it to the next level at LegalZoom.com. It's not a law firm, but was started by a couple of top attorneys to provide self-help services at your specific direction. Enter ESPN in the referral box at checkout for an extra discount. LegalZoom.com. That's LegalZoom.com.
Sam takes pride in lowering his energy bills, regardless of what it takes to lower them.
Excuse me, sweetheart.
I was watching that.
But now, Trane can help fiscally minded people like Sam.
Sam!
Because upgrading your central air system to a high efficiency Trane model can potentially save up to 59% on your energy bills.
Sorry, son.
Let's power back up, Sam. Then let's find you a Trane dealer.
Upgrade your current central air system with a high-efficiency Trane model at Fidelke Heating and Air in Kearney.
It's hard to stop a Trane.
The time is now to start training for this year's Nebraska Senior Games. Seniors ages 50 and up will have the chance to test their skills in a variety of different sports and activities, including bowling, golf, basketball, table tennis, and much more. This year's games will be held July 9th through July 12th at various locations in Kearney. The deadline for registration is June 24th, so don't wait to sign up. For more information, contact the Kearney Park and Rec Office. The 2009 Nebraska Senior Games, where the competition never gets old.
Up next, a fresh forecast from the guys at Weather Eye, brought to you by Molly's Motorworks on East 25th in Kearney, where you always get a square deal and a fair shake. If you were out for a Sunday drive with the family 20 years ago in Kearney, there'd be a lot of places that you wouldn't even recognize. Well, excepting for that one place over on East 25th, Molly's Motorworks. Molly's been right there doing what she does best since 1987. A lot has changed since then, so it's a good thing to know that when you're in the market for a quality used car or truck, you can still get a square deal and a fair shake from Molly. Good to know.
We'll see a mix of clouds and sunshine develop across the area today with a high temperature of around 70. Winds will also turn to the south and increase to about 10 to 20 miles per hour. For tonight, we can expect partly to mostly cloudy skies and a slight chance for a shower storm develops with lows around 50. I'm weather meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 54.
You know who this is, Daddy?
DJ Jazzy Jeff from the Fresh Prince.
Is that your answer for every beat that we ever play?
That's the only one.
Ludacris.
Ludacris. Lovely young man.
I'm not sure I have much in common with Ludacris, but whatever.
Derek and Daddy hanging out here in studio. Doug is down at the district track meet, taking that in. We'll have updates here on ESPN Radio as well as on our sister station, Power 99, throughout the day. So all your track updates we'll have for you right here.
Joe DiMeo set to join us shortly on the Doug and Daddy Show. You know, Derek, big surprises in baseball. As you look around the standings, you know, with Joe, we talked about Toronto leading the American League East a week ago. They continue to lead 23-12, a crazy start to the season. I don't think anybody saw that coming. American League West, Texas leading there. Don't think anybody saw that coming. Everybody expected Los Angeles just to kind of dominate that division with everybody else kind of battling it out for second. And in the National League, big surprises. I don't think there's a big surprise as far as who's leading. But the second-place team, San Francisco Giants, they don't score runs.
No, but they've got some pitching with Lincecum this year, and it looks like, you know, Barry Zito's not as bad as he was last year so far. So
yes, you're right on that. Yeah, so far. They're just kind of lingering around three back of the Los Angeles Dodgers. So one of those things, I think that's something to watch. The teams of the payrolls kind of leading the way. Maybe some of them don't have the record people envisioned. I don't think people thought New York 18-15, only three games above 500. I don't think, you know, be locked like they would be with Kansas City and in that breath in the National League. The Yankees still two games below 500. That's a big surprise there as well. But last night, Ryan Zimmerman, the hitting streak ends at 30. Washington Nationals, one of those situations that I think is crazy because there had been only, what, George Brett was the only other third baseman to take it to 30.
There have been a couple of nice hitting streaks over the last several years. What was it, in the 2005-06 season, Jimmy Rollins had the 38-game hitting streak. And I think we're a little more used to seeing hitters hit for good teams and not so much. I mean, Ryan Zimmerman kind of did this hitting streak in obscurity up there in Washington. Really, no one tagged onto it until he was about 20 to 25 games in, and then that's when people started following it. So really, I think he was getting most of it over, I think, the last 7-8 games is when a lot of the people were actually taking notice. But anywhere else, I mean, you put together a 15 to 20 game hit streak and you're going to start getting some notoriety. But it's just, you know, he's up there in the abyss of baseball in Washington, and that's just not a good situation for a hitter, I don't think.
Washington 11-21.
They're not
on
good.
The season. No,
they're not good.
They're struggling, but you know, they get beat 6-3. Everything they threw him, never did see a fastball. Never did see a fastball. Everything's change up, off speed. He's beating it into the ground. And
we're efforting Joe DiMeo as we speak from fantasyplayersedge.com to try to get him on and maybe talk some fantasy baseball. Looks like Joe might be wrapped up. We'll keep efforting him here through the end of the show, though, and see if we can get him on today.
Derek, in other news, you know, you're looking at baseball, sort of some big names, I guess. You know, Travis Hafner from the Cleveland Indians. You know, if you're following the American League Central, we like to follow the American League Central, obviously, with the Royals in it. That's what we do. We follow the American League Central. And he's out with shoulder soreness. He began a rehab assignment in Columbus, a AAA affiliate there. Soria is out. They're starting to see some people that just are going down early in the season, and it's too bad for some of these clubs, especially if Kansas City can get the ball, get the lead to somebody in the eighth or the ninth, will they be able to shut the other team out? And I'm not sure that they have an answer or somebody that can come up and close that door. Jamie Wright's been awful tough in middle relief. Cruz is there, got a couple saves. Farnsworth, I guess he's
shaky at best. But realistically, when you look at the Royals and the division they're in, I think I don't know if they're making it out of the middle of that division before the end of the year. They played so well earlier. They won a lot of games just a little earlier this season, but a lot of those were closer games that easily could have gone the other way, and I think we're seeing the other end of that stick now where it's kind of reversing
evening
on
out.
Yeah, it's evening out, and I think we're going to see that a little bit through the end of the season. I think we had, an email to the show last week that said the Royals wouldn't win over 82 games, and I think that might be close. That might be a little high, really.
I hope you're totally
that's
wrong.
Just,
on that.
Of course, you guys are the big Royals fans. That's just my third party objective
opinion. You're a Boston boy.
Yeah, I like Boston. I like my Red Sox. Tell you the truth,
is that
though,
what you saw in Germany growing up?
Yeah, it is what I saw. But what I saw more was the Yankees, and my Red Sox loyalty is born more out of the hatred for the Yankees. It really is. I can't stand the Yankees.
Well, you fit in right here.
Oh, absolutely.
Doug, obviously. Doug's kind of the ringleader.
Yeah, Doug really hates the Yankees. I thought my hatred ran pretty deep, but I think Doug took it to a whole new level there. So
as long as they're under 500.
with the pop that, all right, I'm going to go on a Yankees rant here. With the pop that they have in their lineup, their rotation 1 through 5, they have the best closer supposedly in baseball for the last however many years. Yeah, they won a couple of World Series earlier in the decade, but what have you done for me lately, Yankees? When you have a $200 million payroll like that, you have got to produce. I don't care if A-Rod's sitting on his butt. You can put A-Rod and Jeter both on the bench, and they have more pop than 70% of the major league teams out there. So that is just absolutely disgraceful for the Yankees to be under 500 right now.
Yeah, I think, you know, they'll catch fire. They always do, and they'll get it going. And
they'll take 8 of 9 from the Red Sox in the middle of the season or something, and bounce right back and come right down the stretch. So it'll be interesting.
I think Joe DiMaggio doesn't want to talk to us, obviously.
It looks like he might have gotten wrapped up. He usually gives us a call about this time, and I've efforted him a few times. So I think Joe's wrapped up this week, but we'll definitely have him on last week. You can always head to fantasyplayersedge.com for all of your fantasy baseball information there with Joe DiMaggio.
You know, we mentioned that the Royals struggles at the plate. Mitch Mayer, 286. Mark Tien, 300. Kiaspo plays second base, 327. That's the only players hitting the baseball for the Kansas City Royals. You know, Guillen and Butler at 275. You're just not getting any consistency up there, and that's something that's got to correct itself. Also, last night, Dontrell Willis, who you're not going to ooh and ah over, but hey, the guy, I believe Steve Phillips said, hey, he was around the plate, showed some signs. Only pitched about 4 2/3, I believe. But nonetheless, you know, that's a big name to follow. Of course, had the great success with the Florida Marlins and their World Series runs. And then Detroit got him, signed a big deal, and then has been totally unproductive. But maybe he's on his way back.
Speaking of pitching, what is Greinke's chances of winning a Cy Young this year? If he continues at his pace, obviously, and finishes with some of the higher numbers out of the pitchers.
Oh, I think it's real good. I, you know, you look at it right now, he's 6-1. Halliday from Toronto, 7-1. So, Burley, 5-0. Slowey from Minnesota, 5-1. Those are the guys up there. I think it's realistically, it's pretty much him and Halliday down the stretch. And Halliday's in that brutal, brutal division. You got to face the Yankees and Red Sox so many times, you got to think.
But that guy's a complete game machine. That guy is a complete game machine, and he just gets stronger as the game goes on. An amazing performance by Halliday the other night. And I'm going to agree with you. I think Greinke has a good chance of getting a Cy Young if the Royals can win a decent amount of games this year. If the Royals come out and only win 70 games by the end of the season, they're going to have to give it to a pitcher that's actually contributed to a winning team, aren't they?
No, not if he's won 23 of the 70.
Not if he's won 23 of the 70, but if he ends up winning 23, the Royals better win more than 70 games.
Well, you know, the Royals are going to win more than 70 games. They got too much talent, I believe, finally, not to. I've been getting attacked lately on some text messages from Cub fans already.
Cub fans always yapping when the Cubs are winning, but crickets when they go away.
Well, hopefully the Royals and the Cubs stay right up at the top of their division. We'll have something to follow throughout the summer. I want to thank you for joining us on the Doug and Daddy Show today. If you missed anything, you can go to the podcast. Bottom of the hour, you missed Kirk Brooks, owner, operator of the Tri-City Storm. informed you about the USHL draft and went on the last couple of days and informed you that June 11th and 12th, goalies and position players will report to Las Vegas. That's where the tryouts will be held for them. You also miss Brad Larson, Holdridge girls soccer coach as well. All that and more on the podcast. We'll see you tomorrow. Doug and Daddy's show. We're efforting Jeff April from the Thoroughbred Times. Once again, get to his thoughts on the Preakness and more. Doug back in the studio tomorrow. We'll see you tomorrow. Doug and Daddy's show, Senator Brass's ESPN Radio Superstation.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.